golden nuggets of truth is something that the Lord laid upon my heart as I've been doing my Bible study every morning, and I run across wonderful truths that bless my heart and that I would like to share with you. So I trust that these various different topics that we discuss and consider together, these various different nuggets of truth that the Holy Spirit of God has brought to mind, will be a blessing to you, will be an inspiration and encouragement to you, will be something that you can carry with you through the day that will encourage you to walk in obedience to the Lord and to give God first place in your life, to love His Word, and to respect and obey the living God. In Psalm 119 and verse 72 is a wonderful passage of Scripture that I ran across that brought to mind a wonderful lesson that I learned years ago as a small lad, sitting in my mother's Sunday school class. She told a true story about a man in England that had much wealth. And on his birthday, instead of receiving gifts, he gave gifts to his staff. He didn't ask his staff to give him anything because he had everything he wanted or needed. And so instead, he would offer gifts to his staff. So on his birthday, he had his staff to come in and stand before him. And on one occasion, he made an offer to them for them to choose what their birthday would, their gift would be for his birthday on that particular day. He said, "I have here in my hand some British pounds, and over here I have a Bible. Now, you can choose either the British pounds or you can choose the Bible. It's your choice. It's up to you which you would like to choose." So he asked his butler which he would prefer, and he said, "Well, I need a new jacket and some new clothes. I'll take the pounds. I already have a Bible." "Very well," said the rich man, and he gave him a couple of the pound notes that he had. And then he looked to the coach driver, and he asked him, "Sir, what would you have, the pounds or the Bible?" And he said, "Well, sir, I need a new slicker because sometimes when it rains, why, my old one's getting old. I think I'll take the pounds. I could use those pounds to buy a new rain slicker to protect me out in the weather and maybe to get an extra coat. And so I'll take the pounds." He turned to the cook, and he asked the cook, said, "Which would you prefer? Would you like to have the Bible or the pound notes?" And the cook said, "Well," said, "I appreciate the offer of the Bible, but," she said, "I need some new uniforms, and so I think I'll take the pound notes and buy some new uniforms." And so it went all through the list of servants that he had standing before him. Finally, he came to the stable boy, and he said, "Son," said, "you do a good job cleaning out the stables, and I appreciate your help there, but I know your mother is ill, and you would probably rather have the pound notes than the Bible. Is that right?" "No," said the little boy. "My mother taught me that the law of the Word of God is better to me than thousands of gold and silver. He said, "She taught me this passage of Scripture in Psalm 119 and verse 72. The law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver." And so he said, "Sir, I'll take the Bible instead of the pound notes. I'll trust the Lord to take care of these other needs, but I know it would please my mother for me to take the Bible." And so the rich man said, "Son, you have a very good mother, and she has taught you to make wise decisions. And so come here, I'll give you the big Bible." And he said, "I'll unclasp it for you," for it had a clasp on it. And he undid the clasp and handed it to the boy. The boy opened up the Bible, and when he did, several gold coins rolled out on the floor, which was worth far more than the pounds that had been offered that the others had taken. And as he leaped through the Bible, he saw that it was full of pound notes. And the others realized the mistake that they had made, and they kind of hung their heads as they realized they hadn't put their values on the right thing. And thus the little boy, who valued God's word above material wealth and material things, had made the right choice, and God had blessed him, and now he had the money that was needed to care for his mother's sickness, and money that was needed to buy some new clothes, and money that was needed for food for their table. And so God had blessed him because he chose the Word of God above thousands of gold and silver. Beloved, God's Word is so very, very precious. I challenge you to read through Psalm 119 and mark every time that you read a word that refers to God's Word, such as the law of the Lord, the testimonies of the Lord, the precepts of the Lord, the statutes of the Lord, the commandments of the Lord, the ways of the Lord. If, as you read through Psalm 119, you'll find there's only one or two verses that does not refer to the Word of God. How important is God's Word? This psalm in the middle of the Bible emphasizes how vital God's Word really is. And I love Psalm 119, which tells us, "The law of the Lord is perfect." Psalm 119, verse 7, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul." That is, it opens our eyes to our sin. "The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple." Yes, as we read of the testimonies of men who have honored God with their lives and how God has blessed them. "The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart." That is the clear instructions that God has given. "The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes." The Ten Commandments opens our eyes. The first four having to do with our relationship with God, the last six having to do with our relationship with man. It shows us what is right and what is wrong. "The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever." Yes, if we reverence and fear Almighty God, we'll hate evil and we'll turn from that which is wrong, and will walk in obedience to the Lord. "The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether." Yes, God's judgments are true, beloved. They're not judgments that are false are judgments that are made in error. God judges righteously, beloved. More to be desired are they than gold. What? The law of the Lord, the statutes of the Lord, the commandments of the Lord, the fear of the Lord, the testimony of the Lord. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Oh, these nuggets of truth will bless your heart. You'll find them to be sweet and precious, to enlighten your eye, to open your heart to truth, to encourage you in your daily walk. Verse 11, moreover, by these is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. O beloved, the law of the Lord is perfect, enlightening the eyes. I love the little chorus that goes along with these passages of Scripture. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. And beloved, that is so very, very true. The nuggets of wisdom of God's Word, the nuggets of truth, the golden nuggets of truth, beloved, will bless your heart. So dig into the Word of God. Dig out these nuggets for yourself. Allow the Holy Spirit of God to open up His Word to enlighten and instruct and teach you, that you might grow in the Lord. I trust you will do that. Bye now.